When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We welcome all of you back. It's great to have you with us, and really looking forward to this next segment. You saw the clip we played earlier about the documentary tonight about Bart Starr, and there's simply nobody better to talk to about playing with him, coaching with him, and being his friend for so many years than Bill Curry, the great player at Georgia Tech, later with the Packers and the Colts, and also the head coach at Georgia Tech before going to Alabama in 1987. He later went to Kentucky from there and coached in Atlanta as well. Coach, it's great to connect again. Good afternoon, and how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you, Paul?
We're doing great. And we've had a lot of conversations over the years, but I've always enjoyed hearing you talk about your friendship, deep friendship with Bart Starr and being so big of a part of his playing career, his coaching career, and his post-career as just a businessman and a great friend to you and many other people. We'll just sit back. I'm really curious. Talk about your first interaction with him when you were taken by the Packers. They were already rolling a little bit when you got there, but what was it like?
Well, they had won two championships in about 5 years, and they had been ready to win in a row. Of course, nobody knew that at the time. Depends on somebody. I think he suspected it. But I was the last draft choice. The NFL had 20 rounds in those days, and I was the 20th selection. I was reporting late to training camp, and you try to visualize this kid from College Park, Georgia. Never been out of the state of Georgia for much of anything. Carol and I had gotten out of a map to see if Wisconsin was in the contiguous 48 states when I was drafted. And here we were at St. Norbert College, and I'm reporting late because of the college all-star game, and I'm walking to dinner, and with no announcement, no verbal contact at all, I realized somebody was walking beside me. And I turned and looked, and I almost passed out because it was Bart Starr, who was already an all-pro quarterback and a two-time all-pro, that-time world champion, NFL champion. And I said, Mr. Starr, he said, let's dispense with that stuff. It's not Mr. Starr, it's Bart. And he said, I'd like to welcome you to the Packers. And if you'd like to have dinner together, that'd be great. And Jerry and I would like to invite you to go to church services with us tomorrow and have Sunday dinner at our house. That's the way I was greeted. What was already being called the greatest team in the history of football, and really never changed. All the years, Bart, every time he gave me his word or every time there was reason for consternation, he communicated directly, and is one of the most honorable and wonderful men I've ever known.
Incredible. Just talking about that and being a part of that. And Coach, I know you've achieved an extraordinary amount in your career, but it's hard to think about a time like when you were there, because it was a different world. It was a completely different National Football League. You played in maybe the most famous, one of the most famous periods in that history. In addition to Bart, I'm especially curious what it was like playing for a man that is revered today, and he's been gone almost 50 years, and that's Vince Lombardi.
But he and I had our differences, especially when he put me on the expansion list. I blamed him. It was not his fault. It was, if anybody was responsible, it was me. But I naturally, being immature, blamed him and said some things publicly that I shouldn't have. And then I had to go see him on his deathbed to apologize. And I thought that Marie, his wife, would probably throw me out of the room, but Georgetown Hospital in Washington, which is where he was, she embraced me and took me into the room. And I choked out some words like, gee, I'm sorry, Coach, I said some stuff I shouldn't have. And I just want you to know you made me a lot to my life. And his response was, you can mean a lot to my life if you'll for me. And it turns out that his pronouncements about your religion, your family, and the Green Bay Packers prove that's how he actually lived. And I saw it in real time when he was at the moment of truth. And we would just have to hope that all of us, no matter what we believe, would live out our faith the way he lived his out in that this moment of all. It was incredible that I was greeted that way after I had been such an idiot with my remarks.
But you didn't turn out too badly. You ended up going I believe, the Colts eventually, and you played for somebody that is nobody's on Lombardi's level, but, well, maybe Don Shula is on Lombardi's level.
Play one more games than anybody in the history of the league. And coincidentally, he saved my career. I mean, I owe everything in terms of the football part of getting a chance to play for a long time on really good teams, sometimes great teams, there with the Baltimore Colts. Don Shula was the guy that I got to, after being placed on the expansion list, I got a phone call one day, a couple of weeks after that prom, and I got a call from a guy claiming to be Don Shula, and I almost said something smart. I thought it was one of my buddies messing with me, and then I thought, I better play this straight, and I hope it is Shula. Well, Shula, sure enough, and he said, I'm calling Bill because we really liked the way you played special teams. And Shula was one of the coaches that emphasize special teams way before other coaches did. And said Bobby Dodd had taught all of us to play special teams really well at Georgia Tech. If we couldn't do anything else, we could at least cover kickoffs. I was a long snapper, so he said, what I want to know is, if I trade for you, would you be okay with coming to Baltimore and just playing special teams? And I said, Coach, I would walk to Baltimore to play for you. I would. And I did it. And we started out that way, and I had the privilege of playing there for a long time and had a chance to develop and actually grow up and become probably the best player I could be. And it was largely because of Don Shula. So I just got really lucky about being great people at the right times.
Coach, before we leave you, I would like just to talk about, you know, after you both stopped playing football, you later ended up in Alabama where Bart was, and I know how close he was to you and what a supporter he was, and I know you also remained friends until he passed away a couple of years ago. Reflect on those years being around him when you neither one of you were wearing helmets and shoulder pads.
I think the hallmark of that relationship was what he and his wife, Carrie, who continues to be a beacon right there for him and active in all kinds of community things that benefit young people and people with various kinds of challenges. But they lost their son to drugs and alcohol, their youngest son, Brett. And I called and I said, I'm so sorry, what are you going to do? Bart said, well, we're going to try to see if we make a contribution and keep this from happening to other young people. And I said, would you speak to our team? said, well, when we're ready, we can't do that right now. And I understood that. But he said, I'll call you when we're ready. And a lot of people make promises like that, and even, but they don't keep them. Well, he kept his word. He called me a few months later and said, we're ready to speak to your team. So I called the team meeting. It became the most remarkable team meeting I've ever been in my life, because Terry showed up too. And when they walked in the office, I looked at her and said, I can't believe you're doing this. And she said, I can't either, but I'm going to. And those two wonderful people stood up in front of our football team and talked about the way a person can decline and the way a person can be trapped in a drug and alcohol culture in a way that I've never heard it done in any other context. And I've been in a million of those meetings. I don't know how many lives were saved that day, but I promise you there were some that were, because of the bravery and the guts and the forwardness of Bart and Jerry Starr, because they both spoke. It was incredible. So what was their reaction to one of life's worst possible nightmares, and the way they handled it, once again, a great lesson for all of us.
Coach, many thanks. I hope we can continue this sometime. Really appreciate you being on, and we'll certainly see more of your thoughts on Bart Starr a little bit later on the documentary. Bill Curry joining us here, and we deeply appreciate it. We'll come back. I'll share a personal story about Bart in a minute that I've never forgotten. We apologize for that connection. It was perfect when we connected with him, and the phone just simply went, but I think most of us could understand what he was saying, and it was incredibly meaningful. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back here on this Wednesday night. We'll talk more about the schedule reveal coming up here in about 15 minutes. Catfish is in Texas. Hello, Catfish.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking the call. Another great show. I love watching your show. you know, I'm a recovering attorney. I retired about 3 years ago. I've been aware of your show for a long time, but I didn't get to become a regular watcher until just, you know, when I retired and could enjoy it. But I wanted to explain to you that, in my opinion, you are directly responsible for Alabama getting to the Rose Bowl. And if you have a moment, I'll explain it to you.
Well, please, I need to hear this because you will be representing me in the lawsuit filed by the Florida AG. So go ahead.
No, I'm retired. But anyway, so here's the deal. You know, I've been watching your show a lot and soaking up a whole bunch of football knowledge, and I'm just getting all this good Feinbaum karma in my bones. You know what I mean?
I do.
So I saved my nickels and I saved my dimes, and I was able to buy a ticket to the Texas-Alabama football game this year. And I got over there to Tuscaloosa, and on September the 8th, I went to breakfast with my friend Luke there at the Waysider. And while I was there, who walks in but Jalen Milroe and another player? Well, I recognize Jalen because he's been pretty high profile, but to my chagrin, I did not recognize the second player. But they were at another table, of course, and they were visiting with friends. And I finally got up my nerve, and I went over there, and I asked them if they would allow me to get my picture made with them, and they graciously consented. So I leaned over between these two fine young men, and I put my left hand on the player I didn't recognize, and I put my right hand on the shoulder of Jalen Milroe. And while I was getting my picture made, I thought, man, I need to call Paul and tell him how lucky I am to be able to meet these two guys. And so I'm thinking about you, okay? And I got this big smile, and there's this karma going on, you know? I'm like, Feinbaum. Well, when I got through with the picture, I asked the young man to my left. I said, I'm sorry, I don't recognize you. Could you please tell me your name? He says, I'm Terrion Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now here's the picture, if you can follow this now. We got an offensive player, and we got a defensive player, and they're both picking up on this Feinbaum magic, okay? And look what happened during the season. Both these men have grown into tremendous leaders for their respective units, and the Alabama team has come together, and they're on a mission. And I just think that you're directly responsible for a lot of the good things that are going on because of all this positive thinking you put out about Alabama every time you get on the show. And so I just wanted to thank you on behalf of Alabama Nation.
You know, best friends. We've had both of them on here. I appreciate that. I am not going to take any credit for anything because I wouldn't normally, but it's dangerous right now to be part of this cartel, cabal, whatever you would like to, a conspiracy that you know we're all involved in, because the goal from the beginning was to keep Florida State out.
Well, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your show, and it's very gracious of you to share your knowledge with all your listeners.
Well, Catfish, I'm curious, what does a retired attorney do other than watch this show?
Well, my biggest decision every day is where to eat lunch.
I like that.
And I also have an affection for classic cars. I recently bought. This is kind of interesting. You got another 20 seconds.
Sure.
I bought a 1961 Pontiac Bonneville bubble top that is in Alabama red and Alabama white.
Man.
And when the car was built in 1961, it was originally delivered to Brownell Pontiac in Birmingham, Alabama.
That is amazing. I have a neighbor who does that. And on Sunday, the guy's always out there. Tooling. I mean, he's, you know, we're talking about probably cars even older than that. But that's really fascinating. I'm just taking notes here. That's all.
Okay. Well, and also remember, I volunteered to hold your coat when you and Legend go to Ann Arbor. So if you ever go up there, you let me know. I'm going to hold your coat.
Well, I appreciate Catfish. Thank you very much. That was a great call. Appreciate that.
God bless.
Thank you. Jacques is up next in Ohio. Hello, Jacques.
Actually, this is Mark.
Jackie, I'm sorry.
Jackie's wife.
I was in my French state of mind.
No problem. Hey, Paul, I wanted to call. I think something's being lost here, and what happened with FCU being excluded from the CFP. I mean, I agree it's totally hurtful and disappointing for the FSU players and coaches, but it seems that they're not the only team who has been robbed of an opportunity to play in the college football playoffs this year. There are an additional 7 other teams who should have found a place in this year's playoff. But as we all know, 2 years ago, the ACC, including Florida State itself, along with the Alliance, stonewalled the expansion to 12 teams just because they didn't want the SEC to have some supposed advantage. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, the way it's been explained to me that the ACC voted against that because they felt like because Greg Sankey was on the committee. But by the way, everybody was well aware that Sankey and the Big 12 commissioner were on that study group, and they could have vetoed it. Sankey probably had better things to do than to meet 1,000 times about the committee, about what happened next. So I thought that was foolish by all three conferences' part. The ACC was hurt. The ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12 were all affected by it. I mean, I know we focused on Florida State ad nauseum, but think about Ohio State would have been in the playoffs. Oregon would have been in the playoffs. So they were all losers. The SEC lost out on probably Missouri and Georgia, but they got one in, though. So it really was a complete disaster for the three conferences that dissented.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's time for FSU and ACC and the Alliance to take some responsibility.
Well, I don't think they're going to, and I guess at this point they're disappointed and hurt and all the actionable words that don't mean anything in the real world. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul.
Good afternoon.
You know, I heard you earlier talking about Auburn being left out in 04. Do you remember Auburn fans crying as much as the Florida State fans are crying?
No. There was a big controversy going into the final weekend, and everybody moved on. I mean, Tuberville joked about it. Remember he claimed that they were the Golf Digest national champion?
Right, but I don't remember. And the Auburn fans were let down. But
well,
the
thanks to that moment, we ended up with the playoff.
Right. I remember the Auburn fans, me especially, being disappointed. But the reasoning from the BCS was they had not lost and they didn't move them down.
Yeah, for those
Auburn
who don't know, Oklahoma and USC started the season 1-2. Auburn was 17th. The other two never lost and never changed.
And it never changed. And then Oklahoma got the living hell beat out of them.
They sure did.
And then USC got stripped, and Reggie Bush lost his Kardashian girl and the Heisman Trophy in the same week.
You're right.
And Auburn's still sitting there number 3. But anyway, moving on. And you just had that guy, your retired attorney out there. He's talking about somebody's on some kind of journey or something. The only journey that's going to take place on New Year's Day is Michigan's going to find a place like Columbus, and they're going to end up with the University of Alabama out there in California. And guess what? Michigan's going to step off the boat, and they're going to plant that stick with that flag right in the crack. Well, I won't go no further. We know where that flag's going. And just like your guy you had on talking about the betting thing, there's a reason Michigan is favored, because guess what? They got the flag. All right, now Paul, I was listening. You know, the human body is an amazing thing, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing. And I'm listening to a legend call. And I'm just listening, like all of his other calls. You know, what goes in must come out. And gravity has a little play with that. And what goes in creates some gas. So the whole time that legend is eating and having gas issues and gravity taking place, I just aim the radio at my yard, and you ought to see the turnips. You ought to see the tomatoes. You ought to see the monkey grass. You ought to see the trees. I got leaves on my trees when my neighbors don't have no damn leaves. You know what I'm saying? All because of that legend manure. Now, that's something he ought to package and sell, because it works. It's better than Miracle-Gro, I'm telling you. As always, War Damn Eagle, plant that flag. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Florida state lives matter too.
Yeah, thank you. Some of the early Feinbaum Show listeners will remember this guy. We're talking about, I always called them the Mercury 7, the original callers to the show. A guy named Ray from Irondale was one of our favorite callers. He just tweeted something, which I just had. Only you old school Feinbaum callers can relate to, because if you were around between 87 and 90, the Curry years were a trying time for Alabama fans. Ray tweeted, "I have finally found a more frustrating thing than Bill Curry's time as head coach at Alabama, his garbled interview with Paul." I agree with you, Ray. That was it was a tough interview. There's nothing we can do. We started the interview out when we checked in with him. His phone was fine. Clearly, he was on a cell phone, and clearly, he walked to a different part of the house. And apparently, the cell towers in Atlanta, Georgia, just aren't as good as they used to be. We are back. 30 minutes remaining.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are back, and AJ is up next. Good afternoon, AJ.
What's going on, my bald-headed brother?
Hey there.
Doing good today, I see. Hey, Paul, you know people like to call and tell you about how their day went. I've just got to tell you, I had a hard situation I faced today. I went fishing in the lake that Larry lives on. You know, he's about 30 minutes from me, and I was out there fishing. And well, I got down there by Oklahoma, I seen him out there working on that deck. You know, he's always adding on to the biggest deck on the lake.
Right.
And I got out boat. I figured I'd run up there and say, hey, and I walk up there and he's just driving them nails in. And I said, hey, Larry. He says, hey, AJ. He turned around and I said, oh, no, no. I threw my hands over my eyes. I said, what are you doing, Larry? He says, well, you know, I forgot to pick up a hammer. Then there at the hardware store, and I had to get these nails drove in these boards. So they taught me in the Navy to always improvise. So first thing I thought was take me a couple of Viagra so I could get these nails drove down. Y'all have a good evening. War Damn Eagle.
AJ will not be opening at the Comedy Club Friday night. But Cat Daddy will.
Big Paul, greetings and salutations, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, peace on earth to everyone. That Kevin Blackstone dude you just had on a minute ago, I would just like to say to him, to all you parents out there who had to pay for your child's education, and football players got a free ride, and to say that they've never been paid is one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard on your show.
Well,
and I paid for a child to go to college, so I know what it cost. And by the way, before I finish, who's going to win the college football playoff? Do you think Alabama can pull it off, or do you think Harbaugh will do it?
I am going to put down $5 on Alabama.
All right, I'll put 15 down. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll pass it on to the customers.
Yeah, that's how, have a good, that's how I feel. Yeah, I'm going to pass it on to the consumers. Handsome Joe, good afternoon.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And hey, I'm putting $5 on Alabama myself. I mean, I think it's just there.
Only bet what you can afford.
That's right. I can't go 6, but I'll go 5.
If I lose 5, we'll just charge more for this show.
That's right. Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. That's the ticket right there. Hey, I've been up in Tennessee the past couple of days helping a friend of mine. So she had some little bit of storm damage to her house over the weekend, but you know, but she's fine. I mean, she blew one window out and a few shingles off. So she got lucky. About a half a mile from her was a tornado went down through and pretty much demolished that neighborhood. But she's doing good. But anyway, went down there with a couple of friends and helped her out. But hey, I've enjoyed the show, Paul. It's been great. I've been catching parts of it. Believe it or not, I can pick you up in Tennessee too. So
great.
I was up on the roof listening, and it was pretty good, Paul. I mean, I like the way you put a couple of guys in their place. Monday especially, I about fell off the roof laughing at one time. But hey, Larry needs to watch those Viagra's, Paul. I mean, because you get too carried away with them, you'll have to keep taking what I heard. Once you start taking them, you have to keep taking them. I ain't never had to take one.
I'm glad to hear that. You get all this information, you never know when you're going to need it, Joe.
Right. It's just for maybe every now and then, but you don't need to go get a whole jug full of them. You just, you know, you'd hate to go out, you know, and have to bury your face down, you know. So, you don't want to open the cash and have to put you on your stomach. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, just be careful with the Viagra's there, Larry. But, Paul, I'll get off here. I ain't been home long. Just unpacking a little bit, a few things here and there. But
Joe, really great to have you back on the show. We will talk to you soon when you're situated. You bet. Great to hear from you. How about Chris in Austin, Texas? Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to talk about real quick how everybody keep crying about Georgia and how they fell out of the top four. And it's real simple. I just want to explain it real quick. I mean, it's real simple. They got these things called credentials that they go by, the little 5 deals that they go by. And basically, when you look at it head to head, I mean, why do you put Alabama in front of Georgia? Because Alabama beat Georgia.
Yes, sir.
So why do you put Texas in front of Alabama? Because they beat Alabama. Then when you look at the credentials, let's go to common opponent. Georgia and Texas both played Alabama. Georgia lost by 3. Texas won by 10. Then let's look at championships. Texas has a conference championship. Alabama has a conference championship. So they just picked the wrong game to lose. And then let's talk about the SEC. The SEC is trash this year. It's fight Texas. They got 2 so-called great teams, Alabama, Georgia. Then you got 2 good teams, Ole Miss and Missouri. And everybody else is, LSU, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida. I mean, 4 or 5 losses. I think LSU might got 3. I'm not for sure. But this year is not their year. They really should have been left out. But, the college football couldn't have took that. So, you know, they did what they was really supposed to do, put FSU out, even though they should be in because they're undefeated. But they wouldn't have been the same team, but it's not about that. It's about the body of work. So I'm looking forward to Texas coming to the SEC. Y'all going to have to talk about us more. We're going to be in there. And yeah, that's what it is. And how you feel about that with Georgia moving at the top 4 when you look at it from that perspective?
Well, Chris, first of all, we're really excited about Texas coming into the SEC, and if for some reason they win the national championship this year, we're going to claim it as an SEC win. We will be back few minutes remaining here on a Wednesday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.